from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, guys.
Hit the music, Reggie.
Mike likes it. Okay. And this could run for days upon days as we get ready for college football and the NFL season.
AP polls out if you care.
Well, there's a team that I'm going to assume is in the AP 25 that I think that he has no desire to coach in college football much longer. I think he's only there for his sons, and that is Deion Sanders.
They're actually not in the top 25.
So, here's what I think, and I do think that this is more ESPN-y and more sports talk radio. Understand that this is more of that than this is reality, but don't put it past Jerry Jones.
Because last year, we had him on, and we were talking about, like, Zach Martin and other contracts and everything, and he goes, you know, I think you know, like, I like to stir things up. So I don't want to pretend like that's not accurate.
I do think there's this possibility. And just think of this, Cowboy fans, for the publicity and what would happen here. And I'm going to use LeBron James as an example. Now, his son wasn't good enough to get drafted, but still got drafted because of the manipulation. Right now, I'm on Tankathon and only on Tankathon. Shedeur Sanders, his son, is projected to be a top 10 pick. Now, I don't know if he's going to be or not. There's a lot of season to play out. He's projected right now as a 7th overall pick. We'll see how his season, he might be the number 1 overall pick. But would you put it past Jerry Jones if they just missed the playoffs? And Deion is like, I don't want to coach college. Do I really want to go through all of this and my sons aren't even here and just coach 80 random kids for years upon years in Colorado? He has no connection to Colorado. He didn't grow up there. It's not his school. It's not close to where he lives. Like, he doesn't have a connection to the Colorado Buffaloes. It's just there because it was a Division I school from where he was, and it's a major Division I school, and he's turning it around. I'm not crapping on Deion at all. Deion has no desire, in my opinion, to coach college football till 2030. His sons will be gone. His son, most likely a quarterback, is going to be a first-round pick. Maybe he falls into the second. We'll see how this season plays out. But can you imagine if Deion manipulates like LeBron and gets Shedeur? We're not playing for the Las Vegas Raiders. We're not playing for the Indianapolis Colts or whoever it is that has interest in him. We're not even working out for you. We're not doing an interview with you. We already know. It's all, not saying it's planned out today, but if the Cowboys start failing and Shedeur Sanders looks like a real NFL starting quarterback and a real first rounder, think about the publicity, and I'll leave it at this, for the next couple years. If Deion Sanders is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys and his son is the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys,
good luck talking about anything else.
He'll come in here daggone and everybody too.
I'm not talking to you, CBS Sports.
Yeah, I mean, you already are posted all over ESPN with Jerry quotes, now add Deion quotes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not kidding. Good luck, other teams in football, on like national shows like that.
Sorry, getting, Coach Dion. Coach Prime, my bad. Prime.
Getting attention for what you're doing.
If you have Coach Prime and Shedeur Sanders next year as your head coach and your starting quarterback, first round pick, I mean, that's a dream come true for, and let's just say the Cowboys end up going 10 and, I do think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs, but let's just say they go 10 and 7, just make it, get ousted in the first round. That's a likelihood. Or what if they do go 7 and 10 and by the time you get to the end of the year, Dak knows he's gone and Dak doesn't want to be here anymore and there's just, all right, well, we know he's gone. We know he's going to get a huge contract from somewhere else. And we know that Dion, I don't like saying this, but I think he can manipulate his son here. And I think Dion is a good head coach. It's very different from college, the way he talks to young men or kids, at whatever you want to call them. They're 18 to 22 years old. And what he'd have to do in the NFL, but he knows. He played in the NFL.
What did all the players say about him? He played the position I'm playing right now. He was in the league. He knows what I'm going through. He knows he's been through what I'm going through right now. So I can relate to him, and Dion knows how to relate. And Kevin?
He keeps Mike Zimmer. Don't they have somewhat of a relationship?
I don't know about that, because here's my addition to this.
Because then he helps him, like, the head coaching responsibilities.
Here's my addition. Who is his Aflac compadre?
I don't
Alabama.
Know.
Nick
Saban. Dawn Staley.
And Nick Saban are tight. And who is tight with Nick Saban?
You're going to say Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. Both of them tied on as coordinators for Deion Sanders.
What? Are they both going to be defensive coordinators?
But you know what?
I'm having fun with this.
This is very ESPN-y of us.
I can totally see it, Mike. I really can. And I'm just having fun with like elaborating on what if that happened. But I could, yes.
Everybody's bringing this up. Bill Belichick. We got into the studios today and it was plastered because, who said it? Asante Samuel. I know Bill Belichick's going to be the head coach of the Cowboys next year. I'm telling you, I think that this could have some legs as the college football season progresses and the NFL football season progresses. Why wouldn't? Jerry has a great relationship with Dion. And you know what Dion has? He has a son who's probably going to be a starting NFL quarterback. And it seems like Jerry and May, I don't know. I have no clue of this. They might be just a little bit tired of Dak Prescott. Not a lot, but maybe a little, and dealing with the agent. I'm not saying a lot.
They've kind of been getting their ass kicked by his agent.
And all of a sudden, you get Dion and you get his son. The headlines and the publicity don't end. And you know what? They might actually be really good, too. I'm not saying maybe rookie year.
But that part is secondary, right?
It's secondary, but you just look at it and go, oh my gosh. You talk about setting up the Cowboys for success for your sons and your daughter in the future. I got Dion and Shedeur here for the next 4 years.
And then, like you said, Jerry doesn't even have to talk anymore because Dion will do all the talking that's necessary.
Yeah.
And I don't know about Shedeur, but he's not going to be Dak Prescott when it comes to quotes. Like, I don't think he's going to go up there and just can everything
father,
the same
like,
way.
He's a showman.
Yeah.
I just think this. I don't think it's going to happen. Remember, I'm telling you, just to make this clear. So when everybody headlines this or whatever, because people have definitely taken me out of context plenty of times in my career, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not saying this is even a 50-50 proposition. But they're bringing up Bill Belichick already with the Dallas Cowboys. Why not Deion Sanders and then Deion Sanders and the Dallas Cowboys manipulating the draft where Shedeur Sanders makes it to the Dallas Cowboys pick, or the Cowboys trade up a little bit to make sure it's where around the slot that they think they would go, and maybe like, I don't know, the Cardinals like, we don't give a crap what the Cowboys think. We're taking them no matter what. You know, like you're like, let's just make sure we trade one spot above the Cardinals to pick number 9 that we get Shedeur because Dion's our guy and Dion's going to coach his son. And that's what Dion wants to coach his sons. He doesn't want to coach Colorado, my opinion only. But I don't think Dion wants to coach Colorado the next 10 years.
He hired Jimmy Johnson as a college coach to be his coach.
He being Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry Jones. When we had him on a couple of years before Mike McCarthy was hired, as they were going through all of that, he had a lengthy quote about not wanting to hire college coaches again.
True.
And I wonder if the Mike McCarthy era allows him to change with the wind and say, you know what? Because I know Deion and I know how he treats me, you know, I wonder if that would be a part of a reality for it.
In the back of my head when he said that, I was thinking he means all the college coaches except for the four or five that have ginormous enough names that they can
like
easily
Nick Saban,
transition.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be a name like a Jim Harbaugh. Yeah.
And Deion, it fits that category.
All right. I'm just throwing it out there. It's all just a hypothetical and a theory, but that's what they're doing on ESPN already with Bill Belichick next year to the
After
Cowboys.
After the first preseason game.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, if they would have stopped them at the end and would have won that preseason game,
12 to 6
yeah. or whatever.
I don't know this. If I ask this question to Deion, like truth serum in him, your son gets drafted by a team and he's going to be the starting quarterback. Don't you think he'd be like, dude, Cowboys?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think.
If you left college football, maybe his dream is to go to Florida State, like to eventually be, I don't know. I don't know what Deion's dream is in the coaching thing, but it's right now to coach his sons. And if he could coach one NFL team, Deion Sanders, what team would it be?
Cowboys. That's what I think.
Dream come true. Shador Sanders, Deion Sanders, and all the publicity you could ever ask for.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.